We just heard from Elaine Bartlett, who was given a sentence she considers extremely harsh as a result of New York State's Rockefeller drug laws, which impose long mandatory minimum sentences. Bartlett served 16 years of a 20-years-to-life sentence for a felony drug conviction. My guest, Paul Klein, is the DA in New York's Albany County. Klein supports the Rockefeller drug laws. His father, Albany County Judge John Klein, presided over Elaine Bartlett's trial and handed her the 20-years-to-life sentence. Since we were just talking with Elaine Bartlett, let's look at her case as an example. This was a first-time drug offense. She was convinced to participate in this drug sale by a police informant, and it was 4 ounces of cocaine that she carried for him. She did 16 years in prison. If this case were coming to you now, what would you want to see her prison sentence be? What would you want to see the case be?
Well, I think it would be handled exactly the same way as it was. Bear in mind, she met with a bunch of police officers who were purportedly buying drugs. She negotiated the price. Her boyfriend at the time had a previous arrest for an A1 felony drug sale. She was actively involved in the negotiation of the sale of the drugs, and in return for her participation in the offense, she fully expected to be paid $2,500. Now, it was not a smart choice which she made to get involved in the sale of the drugs. And when she was charged with that offense, she was offered a plea bargain of a plea to an A2 felony, which was the lowest allowable plea under the Rockefeller drug laws, with an expected sentence of 5 years to life. And she rejected that plea bargain and took her case to trial under the theory that she was not guilty of an offense. The jury disagreed with her, and then she found herself in the unenviable position of standing convicted of a Class A1 drug felony.
I think it was unimaginable to her. I think she saw this as entrapment, and I think at the time it was unimaginable to her that she'd actually spend 5 years because she saw it as entrapment.
Well, hindsight is indeed 20/20.
Do you think that any of the Rockefeller drug laws were based on false assumptions about what the long prison stays would accomplish and about what it would be like on the other end when people got out?
Well, I think that the Rockefeller drug laws were a reaction to a failed drug policy that preceded it. The Drug Control Commission was an exercise in futility. It was a failure. And the legislature, in a reaction to the complete and total failure of drug policy in New York State, took a get tough approach to the drug laws. Now, there are many individuals who feel that that get tough approach to the drug problem was an overreaction, and I think that's a legitimate criticism. But to say that everyone who's involved in drugs needs treatment, or that sole discretion in sentencing for someone who has two or three prior felony convictions and is caught again selling drugs should rest with a judge, that's not really helping the debate. I think that what really needs to happen is that all the stakeholders in the system, whether it's the criminal justice system, the drug treatment system, should all try to get together and try to fashion a policy which reflects what people feel is the appropriate sanction for an individual who sells dangerous drugs. And if it's a life sentence for a kingpin, well, so be it. But that's not what's on the table right now, and that's really what's unfortunate. And at some level, people such as Elaine Bartlett, who have a very compelling story to tell, they are clearly not representative of who goes to jail in New York State for drugs. And it's unfortunate that she's being used in the debate because it's not an accurate reflection of really what's going on in New York and who's going to jail for drugs. The people who are going to jail for drugs are drug sellers who don't use drugs and who sell drugs simply to make money.
You've pointed out that Elaine Bartlett is atypical of the people convicted under the Rockefeller drug laws, but isn't part of the point of reform to make sure that people like Elaine Bartlett, the people who are the exceptions, who aren't typical, aren't a victim of the laws?
Well, again, as I indicated early on, the most state DAs agree that there should be something done to ameliorate the potentially harsh sentences involving a case like Elaine Bartlett. But that's not what the reform movement is content with at this point. The reason there has been no, quote, reform in New York State is because that's not what's on the table. The individuals that are pushing reform want to go well beyond the Elaine Bartlett situation.